There's a few different halachas, like not so such well-known things, and then we'll talk a little bit about tshuva. Yeah, first halacha. Yeah, this halacha like literally like knocked me off my seat the first time I saw it. The Mechaber says in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Yeah, listen to this. Kol hakal lokim malchus arba'im achar tefilas mincha. The entire tzibur gets 40 makos after tefilas mincha. Whoa. Yeah, what they used to do, the Mechaber says, great to see you. Yeah, what they used to do, says the Mechaber, is that they used to get Erev Yom Kippur 40 makos. Everyone would like line up and everyone would get whipped. Is that the craziest thing? Says the
I
Rama.
have a
And
cutter.
the minig was that the one who's getting makos would say vidui, and it goes through this whole seder. This is the Rama. This is the halacha. I mean, again, the minig is not like this. We don't do this, but the idea is that could you imagine Erev Yom Kippur? It says don't stand. You bend over, and they take a leather whip and they whip you. It's the scariest thing I've ever in my life. It's unbelievable. The minig is not to do like this. But just to put us in the mindset, like imagine going through that. I can't, it's unbelievable. Like going to Yom Kippur like that, like whoa. And that would literally like shake us up, literally, like nothing else. I can't imagine. Pachad. Okay, says the Ramai ends. This is like a very interesting point. Here we go. Yom HaKippurim eino mechaper ella al hashavim hama'aminim bekaparaso. Yom Kippur is only mechaper on someone who does tshuva and believes in the kapara. This is their amah. Ha-mevayit, but someone who like mevayit, like kicks it aside. U-mechashik b'libo ma ma'ol Yom Kippur, and he thinks in his heart, what's Yom Kippur doing for me anyway? Eino mechaper lo. For him, it's not going to be a kapara. Unbelievable. Yeah? It says that, says their amah, in order for Yom Kippur to be mechaper, you have to believe in it. Yeah, you have to believe in Yom Kippur being mechaper. And so apparently, I don't know, that's not a given. Meaning this is something we have to like give some thought to a little bit, that the kapara is real. And it sounds like, okay, whatever, it's an easy thing to do, just believe it. But it's not so easy because, you know, we all mess up, we do different averos, we do tshuva, and we don't like stop feeling bad about it. You know, we don't say, oh, the avera is deleted, so now I'm good. No, it like sticks with us. We still feel bad, but what, I don't understand. Was your aver deleted or not? If you believe in the tshuva, weiter. You got to keep going, you know? So that's one nekuda I think in the Rama, very interesting. I have to believe in the kapara. That was one interesting thing. Another thing says the, again, I'm just like going through a few random things in the Shulchan Aruch over here. Right? This is more famous. Averos to ben al mechavero, right? Ben al mechavero, averos. Ein Yom Kippur mechaper as shifaisenu. Yom Kippur is not mechaper ben adam mechavero unless the person is mefias, he asks for mechila. Okay, so this is something that we all have to do for Yom Kippur, is go around and asking people for mechila. Now, I find what often happens is that people, you know, you ask people for mechila, and people often respond that, I don't know. You didn't do anything to me. Like you have no reason to say I'm sorry. I hear, meaning on the surface, you're right. Like we don't necessarily remember and have these like crazy grudges against people. Sometimes, yeah, but that's not necessarily the standard. You know, it's not always like that. However, we have to realize that when you're around people, your roommates, your chavrusas, your people that you're around often, it's very easy to make someone feel bad. Not again, it's not terribly bad. It could be a comment, a joke, a look, or something that it could be there are tens and hundreds of things that you've done to a person that you've been around a lot. None of them necessarily stick out, but definitely, again, just like we feel it ourselves, you know, like if you think about over the course of the day, it could be that every single day there are one or two things could make you hurt a little bit. That needs a mechila. So anyone who you're around often, it's definitely highly recommended. Ask the mechila before Yom Kippur. A very good etza. It's a given. Chavrusas, roommates, for sure, parents, for sure, siblings. It's so important. In so many, we're with them so much in so many different ways we don't realize. It's so easy to hurt someone. As we know ourselves, we're all very sensitive. So the same way we get hurt so easily, so to other people, we definitely should be asking mechila. Okay, that was another important point to emphasize. Third point, in terms of going to the mikveh. Yeah, we go to the mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur. That's a given. Everyone does that, right? We go to the mikveh. So the tefillah before Yom Kippur, some Rishonim hold, they actually make a bracha on the tefillah. We don't paskin that. We don't make a bracha before we go to the mikveh. But just to realize that it's a very chashuv tefillah, meaning it's a very chashuv thing to do. We don't make a bracha, but we do a tefillah. The poskim say that lichachila, we should try to not have any chatzitzas. What's a chatzitza? That's if we have some sort of, if our nail, under our nails are a little bit dirty, you know, definitely not to wear contact lenses. If we have a band-aid or something, all year round, men for sure are not so makbid on that. But on Erev Yom Kippur, once a year, it's important. You cut your nails before you go to the mikvah. You make sure your body's clean in order that the tefillah is going to be a good tefillah.
Wait, Rabbi, you're saying that even contact lenses would be considered a chatzitza. Does that mean that you should keep your eyes open when you go underneath?
No, right. So again, contacts, I'm not like holding, I don't wear contacts, but I'm just, I guess, I don't know. I always thought it was posh. You probably should take them off. I'm definitely Erev Yom Kippur, but there's a rule that anywhere, I guess, covered places, like I guess you don't have to get water inside your mouth. It's called like Beis HaStarim, I think. That's the term for it. Those places don't have to get wet. It has to be that, yeah. Again, what the exact rule is, not for now. That's definitely beyond the scope. All I'm saying is Erev Yom Kippur, try to go to the mikveh and do it properly like that. Fun. Now, a halacha that I saw before, very interesting. We say vidui, yeah, at the end of Shmona Esrei, right? In Elokai Netzor. Or, yeah, after Elokai Netzor. So what if you hear Amein Yehi Shmei Rabbah or HaKel HaMelech HaKadosh, right? Brachos of Chasaras HaShatz or Kaddish during these times. So it's the same halachas as Elokai Netzor regularly is. Meaning you would say Amein Yehi Shmei Rabbah if you're in the middle of vidui. Vidui takes a long time. It's very possible that you're going to hear a Kaddish. So you should say Amein Yeshmer Abba, and you should answer Amein to the Da'amira Ba'alma, which is like the midway Amein, and to a Melech HaKadosh. And Kedusha, again, these are the same halachas as a regular Elokai Netzor. And Kedusha, you'd say Kadosh Kadosh, and you'd say Baruch Shem. Those things you would answer even during vidui. I'm not sure I ever knew that. It's a very important halacha. It's probably very nogea because we say 10 viduyim over the course of Yom Kippur, right? Another very important halacha for viduyim is that you have to be standing. Right? There's a minute to lean over, but the ikur is standing and not leaning onto something. You should, if there's a shtender or there's a chair, and oftentimes, right, if you're leaning over, it's uncomfortable to be leaned over for so long. So it's very easy, like likely, you'd want to hold on to something. We don't hold on. Better stand up and not lean at all. But during vidui, I think it was a suffix in the Be'er Halacha. It could be ma'akiv. If you're not yotzei or vidui, if you're not standing. So it's something very important. We want to be standing during vidui. Good? Very good. Okay, fine. So let's just talk a little bit about tshuva in general. So we know that, again, there's three steps. There's vidui, which is confessing your avera, right? So first, like, what's that all about? It sounds a little bit like interesting, like you're a confession, like you're saying, it sounds a little guyish, like you're saying this. What's the point of verbalizing your sin? What exactly are you doing with that? Okay, so you want to know the shorish of any mitzvah. The place to look is the chinuch, the sefer achinuch. The sefer achinuch, right? The minchas chinuch is a parish on the sefer achinuch. So he goes through the mitzvos, and almost every single mitzvah, he says the shorish of the mitzvah. He tells you what's like behind the mitzvah. So on the mitzvah of vidui in Shin Samach Dalet, I think that's which mitzvah it is. He explains like what's vidui all about. So he says that verbalizing your chet, what is that accomplishing? So when a person does a sin, an aspect of that avera is that you're making the ayin roeh, meaning the eye that sees Hashem who sees everything, as if he doesn't see. Right? You kind of like turn a blind eye. You for a second, you it's almost as if Hashem doesn't see what I'm doing right now. You a little bit like, okay, you like kind of like check out, mentally black out for a little bit, and you do what you want to do. So by verbalizing your chet, vidui is coming to say that no, I'm taking responsibility. Vidui comes from like vaday, it's like certainty. I'm saying with certainty, this is what I did. I'm taking responsibility for what I did, and that's what you're accomplishing when you're actually saying the chet. It's confessing in front of Hashem that this is what I did and I'm responsible for it. I'm not looking the other way. Fine. We once spoke about this in a Mishmar in the past. I think it was Purim time. Right? What did we say then? We said that Vidui is Lashon Vadai, and that was against Safik, right? Safik, that was like the gematria of a Malik, right? Where's the Makor of a Malik? Right? Hamin Menator Minayin, right? By Adam Rishon Adam, who did the first chait ever, right? So what did Hashem respond to that? He said, Hamin Aetz, did you eat from that Aetz? Hashem pretended that he didn't know what happened. Because just like Adam, when he did a sin, it was as if Hashem wasn't watching. So Hashem responded, "Mida kineged mida," as if he doesn't see. So Hamin Aetz, says Chazal, Hamin from the tree. Hamin is the word of Haman. That's where Haman stands in the Torah, right? And Haman, we know that's where he's the ancestor of Amalek. Amalek came from Haman. Amalek is gematria Safik. Said Vidoy is Vadai. So the Vadai is against the Safik. The Safik is all our spekos. Maybe Hashem doesn't know. He doesn't care. He doesn't see. No, Vadai, Vidui, this is what I did, and I'm acting up to it. Fine. That's Vidui. Then there's Charata. Charata is feeling bad for the Avera. So again, that's not such a popular thing nowadays, feeling bad. No one wants to feel bad where everything's good. You have to be positive. Charata has bad connotations. Yeah, so what's supposed to be over here? So we do an Avera. So there's two types of feeling bad. There's feeling bad, therefore I'm a terrible person. That we don't want. We're not looking for that. That's the Yitzhahara that gets us depressed, that leads us to do more Averas. Yeah, we're not looking to feel bad for an Avera and feel like we're a nothing. That's our tendency. We tend to feel that way after we mess up. But that's not productive. That's not what Hashem wants. Yeah? The Charata we want is it has to be feeling bad because I'm so much bigger than that. I'm so great. I'm a Tzelem Elokim. How could I do something so low? That's what it has to be. Again, we have to actively think like this because this is not a natural way to think. Yeah, we mess up. We have to think, I'm so much better than that Avera. I cannot, I feel terrible, not because I'm a bad person. No, I'm a great person. That's why I feel bad. I did something so much below me. That is Charata. That's step two. And step three is a Kabbalah. Kabbalah is committing going forward that I'm going to make an effort to not do this Avera anymore. Now, that Kabbalah is the hardest part. It's very hard to be Kabbalah. On certain things, how could we be Kabbalah? So again, the Pashat Eitz always is starting very small, picking a very small thing, right? If Tefillah, there's so many aspects of Tefillah, Kavana, getting there on time, so many different things. In one area, we take on something so small, that's already getting the ball rolling. That's what Hashem wants, getting into the process of change, right? We can't become Tzaddikim overnight. In all these different areas, we can't pick all areas also. We have to concentrate in a few things in certain areas where we're very weak. And in those areas, we have to take on something very small. That's Kabbalah. And again, when we dive in Hashem, Makao, Bli Nether, never do this again. Please give us Yat Tishmai, never do this again. That's a Kabbalah. Okay? Fine. That's Tshuva L'maisa. That's like a practical, and this is something not necessarily unique to Yom Kippur. This is something all year round. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, interesting, what's unique on Yom Kippur? He says, Yom Kippur, there's an independent chiyuv to misakin everything to mitayer from your avonos. As the pasuk says, ki bayom hazeh yichaper aleichem yikol chatoseichem. Meaning, even though really tshuva is an all-year-round mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do tshuva. It's one of 613 mitzvahs. Yeah? But on Yom Kippur, there's a specific mitzvah to tshuva then. The mitzvah of Yom Kippur is tshuva. The lulav of Yom Kippur is tshuva. That's what the mitzvah sayom is. That's what we have to be osik. Okay. So that's all tshuva l'maisa. However, there's a whole other dimension of tshuva. It's a Gemara in Kedushin. Yeah, it's unbelievable Gemara. Gemara says like this. This is a halacha. This is Ron Shulchan Aruch. Unbelievable. It says like this. It could be you heard this one. Yeah. Hamakadish is aisha. Someone is makadish a woman. Almanas on condition that they're tzad the Gemara. Okay. Gives the Kedushin, gives her the Harim Kudeshes, gives her the ring. Amanas is the Gamar. What's the halacha? Mikudeshes, right? It says the Rishonim, it just means Suffolk Mikudeshes. Yeah. Even if he's a Rosh Gamor, even if this guy's a Rosh Gamor, he's Suffolk Mikudeshes. Why? Says the Gemara in Kedushin, Memtes, Shema Yahar Rechuva. Perhaps, maybe he was Mahar Rechuva. Okay. What on earth does that mean? Yeah. This guy is a Russia. Yeah, a picture in your head, whatever Rosh is. He's looking at terrible things. He doesn't have a filter on his phone. He talks to him because there's shots. He's doing terrible things. Yeah? This guy, he's Makadish a lady. Yeah? Almanas, that he's a tzaddik gamor. The Kedushin is chal. The Kedushin is chal because maybe he's Mahar B'tshuva. Mahar B'tshuva, what does that mean? He didn't do the mitzvah. Tshuva is, there's three steps in tshuva. He didn't do anything. He might have had a thought of tshuva, and all of a sudden he's a tzaddik gamor. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Kedushin's Chal. Again, Halacha doesn't play games. If the Kedushin's Chal, that means that he if he's Mahar B'tshuva, he's a tzaddik gamor. Unbelievable. This Gemara opens up that tshuva is a whole other dimension to tshuva. It's not only deleting specific averos, but tshuva in a more general sense, in a different sense, is being on the track, on a certain track, on a certain mahalach of fixing yourself. And in this person, Mahar B'tshuva, he's getting himself back on track. You know what I mean? The word chet literally means straying. Yeah? Anytime a person does a chet, chas v'shalom, he's straying from the derech. He's straying from reality. Yeah? Torah and mitzvahs is the reality. A person does a chet, he strays from that. Yeah? A person's Mahar B'tshuva, he's coming back on track. And already, says the Gemara, he's a tzaddik gamor. The Kedushin's chal. Unbelievable. Wow, you have to think about that Gemara. Tzaddik gamor. Here, tshuva makes you a tzaddik gamor. Unbelievable. Okay, so there's one idea, another thing that connects to this. I once heard years ago, I said this before, that is the Ha'ara. It's interesting, right? We go into Yom Kippur, yeah? The very beginning of Yom Kippur, admire. The halacha is that at Kriya Shema, we scream out Baruch Shem, right? I saw an halacha sheet, as someone wrote that, it says even like Kriya Shema Amita that you say Baruch Shem out loud. Interesting. Yeah? So we say Baruch Shem. Why? What's the idea? We're done with the Malachim. Yeah? The Malachim say Baruch Shem, so we also say Baruch Shem out loud. So I went through the Ara. It's so interesting. Why do we say this going into Yom Kippur? Right? Into Yom Kippur, we didn't do Vido yet. Yeah, we have the whole Yom Kippur up ahead. We're full of our Chatayim from the whole year. We just stuffed our face from eating the whole day. We're literally going to Yom Kippur, and that's when we say Baruch Shem like Malachim? I don't know. I would think say Baruch Shem after Yom Kippur. The first Ma'ariv after Yom Kippur. You're completely clean. Yeah, all your sins are forgiven. You're completely, you feel like a neshama. You didn't eat anything. You feel your neshama's like coming out of your body. You don't have to do it anymore. As long as you went through an eva, then scream out Baruch Shem. The first Ma'ariv. Why are you saying Baruch Shem, the Ma'ariv coming into Yom Kippur? So it's the same idea. Is that going into Yom Kippur, up ahead, you're like faced, your posture is, I'm going into a day of tshuva and kapara. That's where your head is. You're aimed at that. And right then, that makes you a malach. That's what makes you a malach. It doesn't matter what your technical status is inside of that moment. It's where you're headed. So too, a person has hirim, hurry of tshuva, that's heading somewhere. That's getting somewhere. That's where we want to be. It's the mindset. And again, this takes preparation. We can't run into Yom Kippur. These days, again, we're all busy. We're busy working and school and learning and doing all different things. We have to take time out during these days to make a cheshbon, right? Every business, at least once a year, they take inventory. They take stock of what's going on in the company. You have to check things out. How am I doing? So at least once a year, we have to sit down, a pen and paper, write out, where am I holding in different areas? What does my tefillah look like? Yeah, what does my learning look like? What does a ben adam chaverah look like? How do I talk to my parents? Get it out on paper. Once you see it in front of you, it's a whole different thing. You see where you have gaping holes. You see where you're decent. You see what needs fixing. That gets you in the mindset that this is real. Yeah, this is something that we have to start getting the mindset of. We can't run into Yom Kippur and all of a sudden the Kol Nidre start freaking out. No, already, we're not looking to freak out. We just have to be prepared. We have to be in the mindset. And it's not just Yom Kippur. These 10 days, Hashem, Yirshu Hashem, Yimatzu, the Gemara, the Pasuk says. These are all days where Hashem listens to a Yachid like a Tzibor, the Gemara says in Yivamos. Yeah, usually we need the Tzibor, the Schus of a Tzibor for Hashem to listen. And these days, you talk, your Tshuva is Makal Miyad. Unbelievable. We have to take advantage of these days. Fine. So again, what's something that blocks us from this? So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says one of the things that prevents us from being in such a mindset is called Timtum Halev. what's timtum aleiv? So timtum comes from the word like tumma, like or a tumtum, right? The shortage of tumma is ta means like blocked. Certain, we have certain spiritual blockages. And what more than anything blocks up? So like the same word, tumma, right? Things that are tame, yet that these type of things serve as spiritual blockages. So especially during these days, these times, these are times where as much as we can to mechazik in areas of Kedusha, whether it be making certain gedarim on the phones and things like that. You guys know better than me how to do these things. Some guys in yeshiva this week, they're like handing me their phones, just like I can hold on to them so that it's not with them all day. Little things, I put it in and put it away for a couple of hours to detach a little bit from it. Just so I got a little bit of a clear head coming into these days. It would be a tremendous chus going into a Yom Kippur. And Bezer Hashem, we do like this. We go in with a mindset, Hashem, we'll listen to our tilos, Makabal or Tshuva, and we'll go into a sukkah b'simcha. Ba'ava, we'll go into the sukkah, do the mitzvos, we'll be clean. Yeah, and again, like the Ramah said, we have to be maimin in this. We have to maimin in the kapara. We have to believe in it. Yeah, that takes an effort. Believe in it. We have to think about these things. These things should be on our mind. Bezer Hashem, we do like that. And we zoche to an unbelievable year up ahead.